Hey guys, we're the Hard Time Shawman podcast, straight up a bear class of man. And today we want to do an episode. We wanted to talk about the most recent attempt on a president's life, the most recent failure on trying to take a president's life. Spoiler alert, if you haven't heard, so last week, some idiot missed, tried to, you know, ice Trump at a rally, grazed his ear, killed somebody, hurt a couple others, like the dick he is. And everyone's already played armchair quarterback. Everybody's done the breakdowns and the maps, and you know, we got all the interviews and conspiracy theories, all the stuff, all the things. Everyone's suddenly an expert on, you know, counter sniper and, you know, value, you know, personal protection, everything else. But we wanted to give our two cents on it, what we saw, kind of what we were thinking, and, you know, what we think should be some good takeaways for y'all. So what do you say, the 13th? So July 13th. So by the time you're listening to this, last Saturday, last week, some idiot posted up about, what did we say, 150 yards, I think?
That's the average based off of what everyone has put out. It's been anywhere from like 130 to 190 yards.
Yeah, like, so nobody, like 150 yards from the mic, and just clean missed him
right and through got the ear. Got his face ventilated.
Yeah, then, you know, he got a new hole to not breathe out of. So
yeah.
America won, some idiot zero. Quote unquote, you missed. Have you seen that? Yeah. Did I send you that? That song, somebody already made a song about it, music video and everything.
No.
So cruel. Yeah.
Like, that's so amazing, but that's all. That's
it actually goes pretty hard. It's like, you missed. I'm just like, wow. Like, right. That's why I think, honestly, this could be a whole, like, just like active shooter, mass shooter video. We're gonna rein it in and not do that, but I absolutely love that. Let's drag this guy through the dirt. Now, I'm a firm believer, we're not going to say his name at, you know, once in this episode, because he's an idiot and no one deserves to remember him. But I absolutely think that you need to just completely demoralize these kind of people. Like, that's how you're going to make it not happen again, is just, you got to make it so embarrassing that if people even think about it, they just shudder. It's like, ugh. You know, for one, you're not getting an open casket, so good for you. But for two, like, imagine having, like, everybody on the internet say how shitty of a job you did. Like, that's gotta be terrible.
I mean, even the left is eating their own. That's the funny part.
Yeah. Imagine his CIA handler right now. He's gotta be punched in the air. Like, golly.
Just how embarrassing. His fifth of freaking...
I've been working on this guy for months and he does this shit.
He slaps the trigger.
I told him not to aim for the head, idiot. Listen. JFK. Like, we only have one shooter this time. Come on.
This podcast is sponsored by Blackbeard Firestarter. Blackbeard Firestarter has been our first choice in Firestarters since they introduced their Firestarter rope years ago.
Blackbeard offers their Firestarters, their fire plugs, arc lighters, ferro rods, stormproof matches, everything you need to get a fire started.
Their products are made right here in the U.S., wind and waterproof, have an insane burn time. They're basically dummy proof.
And help you out, Blackbeard let us cherry pick from their store everything that we want, everything that we thought you needed to get a fire started, and we call it our Hard Time Strongmen Fire Kit. On top of that, they're also offering a 15% discount on anything in their store when you enter code STRONGMEN at checkout.
We can't recommend Blackbeard enough. They stand behind their products, and so do we.
Be sure to check them out at blackbeardfire.com and on Instagram at blackbeardfire.
And now a word from our newest sponsor, Granite Rifle Group. Granite Rifle Group is a precision rifle company owned and operated by a USMC veteran. You've probably heard him on our show.
Granite offers turnkey rifle solutions built around your field use, with plug-and-play upgrades available to tailor your rifle for your specific needs. GRG offers simple rifle kits or complete custom builds available to suit every need, from the weekend target shooter or hunter to the long-range precision rifleman.
Granite Rifle Group is all about putting high-quality precision rifles into the hands of Americans to extend the reach of the American rifleman. And when you use the code STRONGMEN at checkout, you'll get 6.9% off your order. Nice.
Nice. Check them out at graniterifelgroup.com or find them on Instagram at granite_rifle_group_LLC. And as always, stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight. There is that conspiracy theory out there, and I'm not endorsing it, that there was a shooter on the water tower too.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, there's one out there where there's like some chick sitting like right behind Trump with a sign who...
I saw a couple of videos of that where it looked like she was maybe signaling or something and she didn't react afterwards.
Right.
Like,
yeah, there's...
In my opinion, which is not educated, this is just shooting from the hip, that does not look like somebody where you just had a ding right by you. Like, that didn't look like a surprise at all.
Well, here's the thing, too. People react to gunfire, as we know, in very, very different ways. Some people, like, run and hide, like that Secret Service agent who was supposed to be protecting Trump. Or they run towards gunfire.
Leave the diverse hire alone.
Listen, DEI does not work. This was a proven failure. Absolutely, it was a proven failure. As if Boeing wasn't. But anyway... People react in different ways.
Did Trump tweet anything about Boeing?
No, but I just talked about it. So if I end up dead,
your conspiracy just dropped.
Yeah. So
I didn't shoot myself in the back of the head.
Yeah, I did not. I did not shoot myself in the back of the head 3 times. So anyway, they react to it in different ways. Some people, you know, flinch and hide, and some people will go towards the gunfire, and some people will actually react, some people will freeze up. It's some people won't react at all because they don't, you know, they probably don't have a freaking pair of brain cells to rub together, i.e. Joe Biden. He wouldn't react at all because he just can't think. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, there are several conspiracy theories floating around, and the second shooter on the water tower has been completely unfounded, but people are still running with it like it's gospel. I wouldn't be surprised to see more like that come off, especially with like the one guy who's supposedly a Kennedy that's in the crowd. I can't remember his actual name, but he was the funny looking dude with a suit jacket and over the t-shirt.
I don't remember.
Curly hair dude, he was right behind Trump, like right behind him. Anyway, curly hair and then like this some kind of hat on, like he looked out of place, very out of place right there. But you know, there's conspiracy theories with that guy, there's conspiracy theories with that lady, there's conspiracy theories all over the place, especially, but the ones that are really fleshing out are just the gross incompetence. Like
It's either an obvious and terribly hidden inside job or extremely gross incompetence. I'm not sure which one's worse.
And we're probably the two best people to speak on that because we've worked for the U.S. government. We know how bad the U.S. government is at their jobs in every facet. So
we don't take ourselves too seriously. So
that too. Missing a 150-yard shot is... You would get laughed off the range. You would, well, you know, unless you missed the 50-meter shot.
Well, that's my thing. I don't know what he had. I never actually saw what he was working with.
I didn't either. I heard it was an AR. I'm still waiting for it to come out that it was a Daniels defense, because if it was, the CIA
just a bone stock Black Daniel defense.
You know, no, it'll be a Daniel defense. It'll be a Daniel defense with an EOTech on it.
It'll be just black and shiny, just like it always is. Yeah.
Yep. Gosh. No, he stole.
I heard people saying it was like a 22 or something. I'm like, there's no freaking way.
No, it was not a 22.
Like, it was not 22. I don't know. But yeah, like you said, either inside job or gross incompetence. I say that, because there's no way that so many things go horribly wrong or horribly right on the flip side of that all in one event, like in one just misadventure. There is just so much there. How the hell did this kid get on the roof? How the hell did this kid, you know, chill out up there for a while, you know, in a place that should have been completely locked down, like not a heartbeat out of place, like in advance? Get spotted by, you know, the counter snipers, do his thing, and then get got. Like, none of that crap makes sense to me. Which, so either everything had to go wrong, or everything had to go exactly how it was supposed to, and he just really sucked at his job.
At this point, I think little column A, little column B. So, I guess to address this in reverse order, you know, good on the counter sniper teams. They did their freaking jobs. A lot of people were just like, well, they had all this time in the world to shoot him. Okay, so listen. You can't shoot what you can't get a beat on. If he's behind the ridge of this sloped roof, which we'll get to that here in a minute. I've got a good one on that. If he's behind the ridge of this sloped roof and they can't get a beat on him, they can't necessarily ventilate his forehead, right? So they had to wait for him to rise up so that he, when he starts shooting, then they clapped him, like, almost immediately.
But also, you're not trying to shoot your own guys. That, like, too. there was a team in that building.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be on top of it, you know, like counter snipers. But they were inside of it.
So that's the other thing. Why? In my mind, this all comes down to one of your points down here, likely a staffing issue. So this was a staffing issue from the very top. The director of the Secret Service is an absolutely incompetent moron. Did you see the interview that she had where she's like, well, it was a sloped roof and we didn't think that it would have been too safe to put anybody on that. Meanwhile, you look at the freaking counter sniper.
I have to look out for the safety of my people.
Meanwhile, look at the counter sniper team behind Trump. They're on an even more sloped roof.
Well, my thing is, that's like a 20 or 30 degree angle. Like, you'll be okay.
If that, yeah.
Like, it will be fine.
So then that comes down to what you were also getting at with the sheer amount of time that happened. So if you look at the timeline prior to this, so when you're scouting these locations to provide security, you're doing this days out, right? Well, right. This kid was there the day prior. Then he requested the day off from work for the next day. So he scouted the location again. Like, he's literally on camera wandering around outside, like scouting the location, like outside the fence.
Yeah, that should have been picked up
during the rally for an hour.
Well, and my thing is, right? So, not like, I don't even want to talk about it because these shouldn't even be anywhere near a roof, right? That's just outrageous to me. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But, like, you're the Secret Service protecting a former president. Like, you have, like, there should be go, no-go spaces. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when I was going to school at Walter Reed, President Trump actually came in, you know, one day to, you know, poke his head in and say how, the casualties and everything. And I was trying to go home. Like, my day was done. I was walking. And they shut off a complete wing of the hospital because that's where the helicopter was.
Right.
I tried to walk in and he's like, sorry, sir, you're gonna have to go around. And like an entire.
Yeah.
Like third of the building. He's like, sorry, not going to happen. I'm like, oh, I had to find a way like around to, you know, get to the bus. But it's like, no, that makes sense to me. I have absolutely no idea how someone can just be chilling on top of a building. And like, I am not a counter sniper expert. I did a little bit of personal security when we were deployed. I'm not an expert, but you have like soccer moms taking videos of this guy posted up on the roof and saying, yeah. Hey, someone call 911. There's a guy over there. Like,
I'm trying to get the whole attention. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that whole scenario is just insane to me. I don't understand it at all. But also, that's another thing. This is a situation where you have people who can see that there is, you know, someone who should not be there. You know, potential shooter. I think maybe there was someone who said that he had a gun. So you know that something is going on. Something's not right. You know, get out of there. Leave. You know, if I'm worried, you know, if I'm at a political rally or if I'm at, you know, anywhere with, you know, me, a buddy with, you know, my family, if I see something popping off, I'm leaving, you know, because my responsibility is to take care of my people. And, you know, thank God, you know, you didn't have, you know, the guy wasn't successful, you know, the former president wasn't assassinated, but you did have a loss of life. A man died, you know, somebody's, you know, father, brother, son died. Two other people got injured. If you see something like that, then you need to take care of yourself. You're at that point, you're just another body in a mass of bodies. And, you know, I'm pretty sure at these kind of events, you're not caring. So, you know, this is not a situation that you need to be in. So you need to leave. But, you know, like we said, everyone's already done the Archer quarterback. We could break this down all we want. We're not going to say anything that anybody else hasn't said. But if we're at the point as a country where there are now attempts on political rivals' lives, assassination attempts on rivals, on, you know, quote unquote, the other side, then, you know, we are not in a good way. We're not in a good place. So, as we've always said, as we will continue to say, you need to be building up your families, filling up your neighbors, your communities, banding together, filling up the gaps, rising. You need to be getting prepared. You need to be figuring out how to be self-sufficient, not only in yourself, but in those communities, because we are already in hard times and harder times are coming. So, with that being said, we are glad that he missed. We're glad that he's an idiot and he got what he deserved. We are saddened that we had the casualties that we did that day. But take this for what it is. Be careful. Mind yourself. Mind your family. The times are hard. And you need to be better. So, stay safe out there. Until next time, guys, we are the Hard Time Strongman Podcast, cheering up a bear class of man. Stay in the fight. Hey, guys. This is 6-7 with the Hard Time Strongman Podcast. Wanted to take a second to do a mental health check-in and to tell you all about the 988 Crisis Lifeline. So, the 988 Lifeline is a national network of local crisis centers that provides free and confidential emotional support to people in suicidal crisis or emotional distress 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the United States. You can reach the Lifeline at 988lifeline.org, or you can call or text 988 to get help, to get someone real on the phone.
Every struggle is different. Every struggle is hard. But you are not alone in whatever you're going through. As someone who has used the 988 crisis line, I fully recommend that if you're feeling any of those feelings of depression, suicide, hopelessness, get in touch with them immediately. They will help you. They will listen to you.
Once again, guys, you can reach the Lifeline at 988lifeline.org, or you can call or text them at 988. As always, guys, Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight.